We have a stark indication of the toll the COVID-19 pandemic is taking on the U.S. economy. The Commerce Department reported this morning that the nation's output of goods and services fell at an annual rate of nearly 33%. This is the steepest quarterly contraction of the U.S. economy in modern history. We're joined now by Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, we've had a lot of worrisome economic reports since the pandemic, but I wonder if you could put in context this snapshot of an economy that appears to be in free fall.
Yeah, this is the biggest one. GDP, it's not something people sort of think about all the time, but it is the most complete and biggest measure of all economic activity, everything that we produce in this country. The drop in production is the biggest since the Second World War. In fact, even in the Second World War, the record was 10%. Since the Second World War in 1958, we saw 10%. So during the entirety of the Great Recession, 2008, 2009, GDP fell 4%, and it took 18 months to reach that level. This is upward of 30%, and in less than 5 months this year, 54.1 million people filed for unemployment claims. So that means they either lost their job or were laid off or furloughed. We now have 19 weeks in a row that the U.S. has seen more than a million people looking for claims. So this directly obviously relates to coronavirus. The more infections there are, the more illness there is, the more closures there are, and the fewer people working.
And we're seeing that Germany's economy contracted 10% in its second quarter. How does the U.S. compare to most other industrialized countries?
Well, this is the highest number of global economies that are shrinking economically since 1870. So, in fact, it's, again, bigger than even the Great Depression. This is according to the World Bank. The share is going to be more than 90% of countries are going to see their economies shrink. Singapore, for instance, a place that has handled coronavirus initially fairly well and then saw a rebound, they dropped by 41% in the second quarter. In Latin America, Mexico dropped by 17.3%, Colombia by 16%. There is growth in China because China got hit so early that by the second quarter, which is the second 3 months of the year, they had started reopening. So China was actually up 3.2%. But generally speaking, most countries are down.
Are there any indications that we are beginning to dig our way out of the hole?
Well, there was a bit of a recovery underway. It was very, very small, and the Fed chair says that the data indicates that we are slowing in the recovery. According to a survey from the Conference Board, 1 in 5 people expect things to worsen. 60% of restaurants have closed since March 1st, and those closures will be permanent. 40 major retailers have filed for bankruptcy this year. The record in 2010 was 48. So we're maybe in the fourth inning of this thing at the moment.
The Congressional Budget Office has predicted a strong pickup in growth in the second half of this year. I wonder if a recovery could happen in that time, given how far we've fallen. Is that practical?
No, and particularly with the increase in cases and deaths around the country, that looks pretty optimistic. The more recent prediction we got was from the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, yesterday, and he said, the path forward for the economy is extraordinarily uncertain and will depend on the success in keeping the virus in check. So the issue here is it's not really an economic problem, it's a virus problem, and until it's in check, we're not going to be able to talk about a recovery.
And meanwhile, this comes as negotiations over the latest relief bill have stalled in Congress. Do you think these reports could spur on Congress and the White House to take action?
Yes. First of all, it'll affect the stock market, which the White House does tend to focus on. And the seriousness of this will probably spur them to get back into meetings to come up with some solution to this.
And by the way, if that happens, how soon do people out there reap any benefits? Because states have to act in the meantime.
That's the problem. We've already missed the deadline for states to retool. So even if Congress came up with something, let's say by the weekend that they voted on next week, it may be 2 to 3 weeks before that extra $600 gets to, or whatever the amount of money is, gets to people who've been on unemployment. So that'll be a delay. And remember, the moratorium on evicting people or beginning eviction processes or foreclosure processes has ended. So unless Congress fixes that, there are a lot of people who haven't paid rent for 4 months who are going to be hit by a big rent bill or a big mortgage bill. So those are two things that Congress has to fix immediately.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.